G'day, Kevy.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Good, mate. You were at the Dragons-Eels, mate. How'd you go?
Yeah, look, bit of a great performance from the Eels, obviously, but the Dragons a bit off the mark. They started the season brilliantly last week, but just couldn't match it again down at Wollongong. They'd be a bit disappointed this morning, I reckon, waking up after, you know, what was a great first week for them. They fell over a bit last night, though. But good performance from the Eels. Big semi in fine touch, picking up four tries. So that was really good to see that as well.
Yeah, but I was pumping up Corey Norman's tyres last week to you, Kevy, as Queensland coach. You've got him down the rankings there. Has he pushed himself a bit further up after watching him up close and personal yesterday?
Yeah, certainly very impressive yesterday, Corey. Really a typical halfback display from him where he just controlled the game from the outset. And I can actually hear him, his comments and what he was telling the players coming through the referee's mic. He was that confident with everything that he was saying. It was great to see. He's in good touch. And, you know, if you remember back to last year, before he got in that off-field trouble, he was leading a lot of the line breaks and try assist and all that stuff that goes around being, you know, a good halfback. And yeah. I think the other thing that I like about him from seeing him yesterday as well is his kicking game is very good. He doesn't get too many wrong. They picked up a couple of tries again yesterday from his kicks. And that's it's such a big asset in the modern game to be able to finish off your sets, you know, with a really nice kick, or even you can build pressure and get a drop-out return, or on top of that, a try, I guess, is best-case scenario, yeah.
Hey, mate, what about this Broncos-Cowboys matchup? Another thrilling game. It's just ongoing. I think the last four have come down to Golden Point.
Yeah, it's quite incredible, really. I don't think I've seen anything like it too much in sport before, you know, where these teams are just so close. And, you know, Jonathan Thurston, the maestro again, you know, I think if Thurston was playing for the Broncos, they'd probably get the win as well. He's that good, Thurston. And, you know, I think the Cowboys were always sort of struggling a bit throughout the game, but somehow they managed to win. And that's on the back of Thurston again, I guess, because he's just such a bloody genius. And I just hope he can keep himself fit for the next 6 or 7 weeks so we get him back in Origin again. It's going to be bloody awesome.
It must be a comforting thought, Kevy, as an Origin coach, to know those clutch players are there, because you know they're going to be close matches and they're just made on spur of the moment decisions by those classy players.
Yeah, that's right, TK. And to be honest, they made me look like they're great having them in the side. And they just get the job done through the week, and they just make coaching Queensland so easy because they virtually run the show. And that's what Mal set up in his tenure there. It was, you know, a lot of responsibilities, a lot of onus on the senior players, and they, you know, responded to him with some great victories. And yeah, I wasn't going to change anything there because they know better than most. I mean, Jonathan's played 30-odd Origins. Smithy's played, I think he's playing his 40th Origin this year. Cooper Cronk, all these guys, they know how to get the job done. So, yeah, really pleasing for me, sitting up in a coaching box, watching these guys do their stuff.
Billy Slater's going to return, mate. He's been out for a long time. How long will it take to get up to speed?
Well, you know more about your cousin than I do, mate, so I'm not sure. I went and watched him train the Melbourne Storm through the Christmas period, and he looked bloody sharp. He looked quicker than I've seen him before. So really? I'm really excited, like every rugby league fan are. You know, hopefully this week is the week that he gets himself back on the field. You know, I think they're playing the Broncos this week, so another blockbuster down there for the Storm. But look, yeah, if he can get back to the form that he showed before he got injured or a couple of years ago, he'll be wearing Maroons jersey somewhere, you'd think, for sure.
What's your inside feeling, Kevy, regarding Billy? I mean, with that contact with the shoulder, do you think he can make it back?
Well, knowing Billy Slater, he won't leave anything in the cupboard, so he will go full on at it. He was doing some contact at the Storm when I was down there, you know, as I say before Christmas. It was limited and controlled, but that's, you know, 3 months ago now, so I'd be expecting him to get out there on Thursday night and really rip in and give the shoulder a big test. He wouldn't be playing if he wasn't ready to go, TK. And you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him go. More so, you know, last year we had him on the coaching staff in the Origin. He's such a smart football player as well. And a lot of those little plays that Smithy and Cooper come up with are on the, you know, all out of Billy's mindset. And he's a terrific fella that way as well. So he's a big asset for the Maroons, that's for sure.
Tim Simona, Kevy, I just want to... It's a tragic story, obviously, but what's your knowledge, mate, of the education of these players?
Well, you know, and I'm not working in clubland, Slatsy, but I think They're getting enough information, these players. The clubs are supporting them. The welfare officers are there. They've got that much support around them.
Yeah.
You just got to make smarter decisions. I mean, Tim sounds to me like a really nice guy that just fell in a bit of a bad place with, as such, and he just spiralled out of control, which can happen, I guess. But it's surprising that no one else knew, again, about his habits and where he was. It's a weird one, and I really do feel for Tim, but... you know, maybe he should have reached out a bit earlier. Maybe he was a bit embarrassed. You know, I'm not sure. But there certainly is lots of help and support out there for the players. They just got to find it, you know.
Should he be done for life, mate? Or should he get a second chance like so many other players?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, I think every other player has ever been given in the world of rugby league.
At least one second chance, yeah. I think... They've turned it indefinite, haven't they? So I wouldn't say... I reckon he'll get maybe... What I'm hearing from the good people that know is he'll get 3 or 4 years out of the game, which, you know, probably would end his... Well, I'm not sure how old he is.
He's 25.
Only 25. Yeah. So he may get another opportunity to come back. But I think banning him for life, I don't think that helps anyone, to be honest. And I know that the betting side of it that he was doing was awful and terrible, but... Surely, you know, with some rehabilitation and some really good support around him, you wouldn't think that would happen again. But I can understand the NRL trying to come down and want to be, you know, a hard stance on this, because it's an awful situation for the league to be in, to have players, you know, betting on football.
Absolutely. And shouldn't happen. And there's plenty of education there. Mate, the Melbourne Storm are the short price favourites taking on Brisbane. Billy could be back. Who would your money be on? It's down at Amy Park, Thursday night. Yeah.
Well, the Storm at Amy Park are a difficult team to come up against, aren't they? That's probably one of the hardest away games for any club. But the Broncos went down there last year in round 25 and beat them quite convincingly. Okay. So maybe just the Storm. If Slater plays, I'll tip the Storm. If he doesn't, I'll go the Broncos. There you go.
That's Billy, not Michael.
Well, Michael,
certainly not
I saw
Michael.
Michael playing his junior days out at Wagga Wagga in all those rep teams.
Oh,
he was a brilliant fullback.
Yeah, tough. Moved into 5'8". I was all over the shop.
Yeah. Hands of a bricklayer.
Yeah, exactly.
Hands of a bricklayer.
Yeah, I was too. Good on you, Kevy.
Get on you, boys.
Well done.
Good on you, Kevy.
Kevin Walters.
Have a good day.